Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMoney.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. In the movies, little kids and innocent animals are the perfect way to gain our sympathies. But what about adults who have fallen on hard times? Well, this week, I'm looking at two new movies and miniseries from around the world all about the innocent. There's a childless couple on an Icelandic farm who adopt a baby lamb, a teenage Thai soccer team trapped in a cave, and Korean ne'er-do-wells forced to compete at childish games in a kill-or-be-killed arena. Lamb, co-written and directed by Valdemar Johansson, his first film. Maria, played by Nomi Rapace, and Ingvar, played by Hilmir Snær Gudnason, are a married couple who live on a sheep farm in rural Iceland at the base of a snow-capped mountain and beside a twisting brook. Their lives are content but lonely, with just a cat, a dog, and each other to keep themselves company. Their only child died, leaving a gap that can't be filled. If only they could go back in time, or something magic could happen, or somehow bringing their lost child back to life. Until one day, one of their sheep gives birth to an angelic baby lamb. And there's something different about this one. They immediately bring it back to their home, feed it milk from a bottle, and put it to sleep in their own baby's crib. They name it Ada, after their own late child. What's so different about Ada? Their face, shoulders, and one arm are like any other lamb, but the rest of their body is human. It's a gift from the gods, they say. They teach Ada nursery rhymes, take them for walks, and dress them up like any other child. But Ada can't speak, but they can understand Icelandic and nod and shake their head in response to questions. But not everyone is happy with this new arrangement. Ada's mother, a ewe, wants her baby back. She waits patiently outside their window each day, longing for her lamb. And Petter, played by Bjorn Hilnur Haraldsson, who's Ingvar's brother, returns to the farm after decades living in Reykjavik as a rock musician. Can this unusual family stay together, or will outside forces tear them apart? Lamb is a very unusual movie, a combination fairy tale, love story, and haunting family drama with all the complications that entails. Its pace is slow-moving and rustic, like life on a farm, but not boring, even though the people, they don't talk very much. It's beautifully, spectacularly shot amidst Iceland's stark scenery, and the acting is good and understated. You probably recognize Nomi Rapace, best known for The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, but all of them play their parts very well. And though not much actually happens, the ending is certainly a surprise. Lamb is a nicely low-key fantasy film. The Rescue, directed by Jimmy Chin and Elizabeth Chai Vassarelli. It's June 2018 in northern Thailand near the Burmese and Laotian borders. 12 young soccer players, age 11 to 16, and their coach go for a day trip to explore the popular local caves. Tham Luang, that's the name of the caves, is a miles-long twisting tunnel filled with beautiful limestone and rock formations. The caves are always closed during monsoon season in July, as it's prone to flooding. But this year, the rains come early, and the entire team is trapped, surrounded by rushing water deep inside the caves. The Thai Navy SEALs are sent to rescue them and bring them food, but they're trapped there too. They also recruit some of the best cave drivers, a very obscure area of expertise, from around the world, like UK, Belgium, and the US, and elsewhere. But as days turn to weeks, time is running out, and the waters keep rising. Can the boys be saved? Okay, this documentary looks in detail at the story, which held the world's attention for weeks, about the miraculous rescue and the hundreds of people involved in it. It uses archival TV footage, news animation, and brand new interviews. It also reenacts many of the crucial scenes, never captured on film before for obvious reasons. They were too busy saving lives to hold a camera. But these reenactments involve the original divers as well as some actors. The film is made by Elizabeth Chai Vassarelli and Jimmy Chin, known for their breathtaking documentaries, usually following mountain climbers in documentaries like Free Solo. The Rescue, which has already won the People's Choice Award, Doc Award at TIFF this year, is also exciting and gripping, but not quite as much as the mountain climbing. Maybe this is mainly because it's shot in the dark and largely underwater or on the brink of water or animated, plus the fact that nearly everyone still remembers the story. It was just 3 years ago, so there's no spoilers needed. Everyone knows what's going to happen. I would like to have heard more from the Thai rescuees and a bit less from the British rescuers, who frankly aren't that interesting people. But I guess they didn't want the victims didn't want to give interviews. I enjoy The Rescue, but I wasn't blown away by it. Squid Game, written and directed by Hwang Dong-hyuk. It's present-day Korea. Seong Gi-hun, played by Lee Jung-jae, is a compulsive gambler who grew up in a working-class neighborhood. He's constantly paired with his best friend from childhood, Cho Sang-woo, played by Park Hae-soo, who made millions as a top financier, while Gi-hun spiraled deeper and deeper into debt. His wife divorced him, and he rarely sees his 10-year-old daughter, whose stepfather threatens to take her to the States. On top of all this, his elderly mother is horribly suffering from diabetes, but he can't afford the medical bills. How can he get some cash quick? Why, at the racetrack, of course. But his winnings are stolen by a stealthy pickpocket, played by Lee Jung-jae. And that's when he receives a mysterious card from a strange man. He's invited to play some games to earn a lot of money. He and 500 others say yes, and they collectively wake up in a strange uniform at an unspecified place. He remembers the games from childhood, like freeze or statues, where you try to cross the line, but you have to freeze when the caller tells you to. The difference is, in this place, if you move, you get gunned down by snipers. You're killed. So these games are deadly and there's no way out. But the winner will get all the cash in a giant glass globe suspended overhead. So who will survive? Who is behind this perverse game, and why are they running these strange games? Squid Game is an engrossing 9-part Netflix dramatic thriller about a group of people down on their luck, lured to play a deadly game. Aside from Gi-hun, his pickpocket is also there. She's actually a defector from North Korea supporting her little brother, as is his childhood best friend, who was caught with his hand in the till, and he's on the run for the cops. Other characters include an elderly man with cancer, a disbarred doctor, a migrant worker from Pakistan, a petty gangster, and an aging, foul-mouthed sex worker with lots of moxie to spare. There are 500 in all, but I'm just telling you about a few of them. And there's an undercover cop trying to infiltrate the organization to find out what happened to his missing brother. All of them are supervised by ruthless, nameless, and faceless guards dressed in bizarre pink hooded jumpsuits with masks. What keeps you watching this bloody, often bloody drama are the characters. They're funny, quirky, each with their own stories to tell. Squid Game is an incredibly popular series out of Korea. It's number one on Netflix, one of the most popular TV shows they've ever done to date. And I can see why. It seems silly, but it's actually a great binge watch, with each chapter ending with enough of a cliffhanger to keep you grilled, keeps you glued to the screen until the very end. This is a good one, though. If you don't like extreme violence, stay away. The Rescue and Lamb both open this weekend. Check your local listings. Squid Game is now streaming on Netflix. This is Daniel Garber, the movies, each Saturday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.